season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It is hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Also appreciate your interaction on the text line, 850-437-1620. Whether that has anything to do with what we're talking about or just your traffic tips, we certainly appreciate those that we get each and every day. A lot happening today, and we start with our top three stories. First of all, former President Trump indicted this afternoon in connection with the Capitol riot on January 6th. Of 2021. The total counts is four, including the charge of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. This comes days after Trump posted on Truth Social that he was expecting an indictment any day now.
Also, Vice President Kamala Harris is rejecting the Florida governor's invitation to discuss the state's new African-American history standards. While speaking in Orlando today, Harris says she will not debate the fact that there were no redeeming qualities of slavery. And Harris has criticized the curriculum for suggesting that slavery helped Black Americans develop skills that benefited them later. Governor Ron DeSantis has argued that the curriculum has been misinterpreted.
And here locally, a sixth incident of anti-Semitic vandalism in Pensacola, most recent one reported today. Police say swastikas were spray painted on the side of development on Palafox. Chief Eric Randall.
This is very serious. You know, you put people in fear for the actions that you're taking to try to promote some type of vision or ideology that you have. So we're using every tool in our toolbox to find the person or persons responsible. And we will use every aspect of the law to prosecute the individuals involved.
And Randall says Pensacola police have received information from the community, but stops short of saying they have identified a suspect. The FBI is also assisting in that investigation. 6:15, we'll get our first check of the roads and weather this hour. Gracie?
Roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110. No major delays. We do still have slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach. That's going to be in the westbound direction as you are heading through Windhaven Beach going towards Navarre. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some more local headlines now. Scambia Fire Rescue naming an interim fire chief today. Battalion Chief Adam Harrison will assume the role effective August 12th. Since 2017, he served as battalion chief on B-Watch over the northern half of Escambia County. His career with the fire department started back in 1993 as a volunteer. He was certified in 96 and then went full-time with the department in 2001. Also, we heard from Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall on the shooting from this weekend, the triple shooting at the Northwood Apartments over at 9th Avenue and Olive. Randall is asking anybody that may have been in the area at the time that has an in-car camera to see if anything may stand out.
In today's society, we do have a lot of people that travel and have in-car camera systems. So a lot of times we don't think about that. That, you know, as we're traversing through our daily duties, we may have captured something on camera in our in-car cameras.
That shooting happened at around 4:50 on Saturday afternoon. Coming up on Friday, the VA Pensacola will host a summer Vet Fest to inform veterans and their families about the PACT Act and encourage them to apply for health care and benefits that they've earned.
A lot of people have difficulties navigating the VA system, and this is a way that we have experts on standby from 10 to 2 to get them the help that they need to actually file.
That's Jason Boatwright, who tells Channel 3 that staff will be on hand to help veterans apply for PACT Act-related benefits, enroll in VA health care, and get screened for toxic exposures. That'll be happening at the Pensacola VA Clinic on Friday from 10 to 2. Jubilee Church partnering together with community organizations to host a back-to-school event at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. That'll be Saturday, 9 until noon. They'll be distributing backpacks filled with school supplies, providing haircuts for kids, and have food and produce giveaways as well. Pretty cool happening there again Saturday at the fairgrounds from 9 until noon. Looking at some state headlines, a travel advisory is in place for the state of Florida following the rise of leprosy. The CDC released a report saying Central Florida is responsible for almost one-fifth of the nation's leprosy cases, 81% of those detected in Florida. The disease primarily impacts somebody's skin and parts of the nervous system, causing nerves to become swollen. Scientists believe there are several causes to the infections, including bacteria in soil, armadillos, and person-to-person contact.
And not saying that the armadillos on UWF have the leprosy.
I'm going to assume that they do.
But there's a bunch of them. They're like, they have a name, Argodillos. There's many armadillos there. So
are they close to the tennis courts?
Joe, just keep that racket close in case. 10,000 Central Florida residents were going to lose or will not lose their health care coverage following a last-minute agreement. So Orlando Health announced today that they did reach a new multi-year contract with insurance providers United Healthcare following the months of negotiations. So the previous contract ended at midnight. If the companies didn't reach an agreement, they would have caused more than 70,000 Orlando Health patients to be out of network.
A Florida man is going to have to drive or be driven home after being banned from any airport. Prosecutors say Vincent Serino threatened to blow up Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport yesterday after he was told that he was too late for his flight.
I'm not excusing behavior, but people get frustrated. They say things they shouldn't say, and now he's been arrested.
That's his defense attorney. The judge set bond at $10,000.
Ooh. Okay, the state-backed Citizens Property Insurance added nearly 96,000 policies last week that now has over 1,345,000 policies. The CEO says that they can reach 1.7 million by the end of the year. While the Citizens was created as an insurer's last resort, hundreds of thousands of Floridians have signed up as private insurers, cut policies, and raised policies due to the financial problems.
Finally, the state is asking a federal appeals court to dismiss the ruling that blocked the new law aimed at preventing children from attending drag shows. The motion was filed at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that said District Judge Greg Presnell overstepped when he issued a preliminary injunction in the lawsuit that was filed by Orlando restaurant Hamburger Mary's. 6:20 now, we'll take a break. We've got national headlines coming up. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Honto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
You can hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in this Friday morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Sugar.
Right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. Happy Tuesday. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Just shy of 625. We'll go ahead and get a check of the roads with Gracie. How's it looking out there?
Well, the roads are looking really good right now with I-10-I-110 not showing any delays or slowdowns in Windhaven Beach on 98 have cleared up. If you do see something slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And for weather, we do have mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 79. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to see high temperatures again. It's going to be a high of 97. Mostly sunny throughout the day, but after 1 p.m., we do have a 20% chance of some rain. That's, again, mostly after 1 p.m. and only 20%. So try to stay cool as best you can. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. The man charged with New York's Gilgo Beach serial killing showed no emotion in court today.
The charges in the indictment are just allegations. So this is the first step in the process of proving those allegations. So we look forward to undertaking that process.
And Rex Huerman had a preliminary hearing after he was charged last month with the murder of three women. He's pleaded not guilty and is due back in court next month.
Also, police in North Carolina now say that the man accused of plowing an SUV into a group of migrant workers did not do it on purpose. This happened on Wednesday afternoon outside a Walmart. Six migrant workers were taken to the hospital, but none of their injuries were life-threatening. The suspect fled the scene after, but then later turned himself in. He reportedly told investigators that he accidentally hit the gas when pulling into a parking space. When he hit the workers, he panicked and left.
A judge denied bond for the woman allegedly killed a just-married bride in the deadly golf cart crash. Police say Jamie Komorowski was going well over the speed limit on a South Carolina beach road when she hit a bride and groom in April. The 25-year-old has been charged with three counts of DUI involving great bodily injury or death and reckless homicide. The judge says a $150,000 bond will be set with house arrest requirements if there is no trial by March of next year.
There are going to be fewer opportunities for women to get abortions in Indiana starting today. Indiana's new abortion law, which bans most abortions after 10 weeks and stops outpatient clinics from offering abortions, does take effect today. Lawmakers approved the law last August, not long after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade.
In Niger, the U.S. embassy there is open and operating normally amid a military takeover in the country.
We do not have indications of threats to U.S. citizens or facilities, but we are continually reevaluating our posture to ensure the safety of our citizens.
That's State Department spokesman Matthew Miller. France and other European countries have started evacuating personnel.
An American nurse and her daughter remain missing in Haiti. The nurse from New Hampshire and her child were kidnapped while serving a community ministry. They were kidnapped the same day all non-emergency U.S. government employees were told to leave Haiti due to rising crime, civil unrest, and lack of health care. The State Department says they were in regular contact with the Haitian. They are in regular contact with the Haitian authorities.
Also, did we do the Indiana?
Yes. We haven't talked about
Illinois.
We haven't talked about Illinois.
So Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker defending a law he signed last week that would allow non-U.S. citizens to become police officers. Critics have argued the legislation would allow individuals who entered the U.S. illegally to apply for the positions. Pritzker says the bill would be limited to individuals who are legally allowed to work in the U.S. and who are legally allowed to possess firearms. The law goes into effect on January 1st.
Also, Republicans are demanding the Department of Justice hand over information related to Hunter Biden's plea deal. This is after the deal was placed on hold because a judge had concern about the agreements. House Republicans Jim Jordan, James Comer, Jason Smith asked Attorney General Merrick Garland in a letter to provide documents and answer a list of questions related to the president's son's plea agreement.
And finally, again, one of our top stories, the top story today involving former President Trump, that the indictment was handed down this afternoon regarding the Capitol riot in January of 2021, a four-count indictment. Special Counsel Jack Smith made the announcement today.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
And the Department of Justice claims his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election contributed to the riot. Trump is expected to be in court Thursday to answer to the charges. Obama appointed Judge Tanya Chutkan has been appointed to the case. In June, the DOJ indicted Trump in the case involving his handling of classified documents as well. So two federal indictments in the last couple of months for the former president. 6:30 right now, we have our Fox News update coming up. When we return, we'll look at what's happening in the world of sports today and health, business, and science notes, including how AI is leading to breakthrough surgery regarding paralyzed individual. We'll tell you about that one coming back.
Fox News Alert, I'm Tom Rigotti. Another indictment against former President Donald Trump. He's charged with repeatedly lying about the 2020 election results while conspiring with others to try to change vote totals in his favor. It also says on the day of the Capitol riot, Trump attempted to exploit the chaos by pushing to delay certification of the election even after the building was cleared of protesters. Special Counsel Jack Smith.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021 was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies.
Trump was also facing criminal charges over his possession of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago and a hush money case in New York. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Reporting results after today's market close, Advanced Micro Devices slightly beat expectations for both earnings and revenue. Also, analysts are generally optimistic about AMD's long-term future, thanks largely to the potential for its artificial intelligence chips. AMD shares are rallying 3.8% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks put in a mixed performance to begin the month of August, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite easing a bit, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average managing a 71-point advance. The job market has remained quite resilient, but there are some signs of recent cooling, evidence that the Federal Reserve is making progress in the effort to slow the economy a bit and tame inflation. The Labor Department said today job openings declined in June by 34,000 to 9.6 million, the lowest level in more than 2 years. Employers reported fewer openings in the transportation and warehousing industries. State and local education openings also declined. That's Your Money Now.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck Boxes. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. There was a major milestone hit on Monday. Damar Hamlin, the safety for the Buffalo Bills, who nearly died of a heart injury on the field, took part in his first padded practice. Hamlin went through every drill without restriction. Instead of taking his first hits, quote, "I'm overcoming 1,001 emotions and processing them all at the same time." I'm Maggie.
WeatherGuard, the name that stands for unmatched security in truck boxes, is now making a name for itself on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series circuit. WeatherGuard is the official sponsor of the safety and security work crews at Speedway Motorsports tracks across the country. Engineered to meet the demands from job sites to race sites, WeatherGuard truck boxes feature double welded seams, weather tight seals, and high security latches and locks. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth WeatherGuard. Learn more at weatherguard.com/truck.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Open for Lunch, Jackson's and Julia, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our rundown on sports, and then we will get our health, business, and science headlines. Right now, our roads are looking great. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. Our slowdowns on 98 have completely cleared up, so we're running smoothly throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. And if you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The heat will be on over the next several days, but we do have a chance for rain. Highs are going to run mainly in the mid-90s. Wouldn't be surprised if a few spots got into the upper 90s. Rain chance on Wednesday is 20%, and then Thursday it jumps up to about 50%. So look for the possibility that rain will cool things down. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index still at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at the world of sports, Major League Baseball scoreboard, several games in action. The Angels and the Braves in the first inning. The Braves scoreless right now, but they do have runners on second and third with looks like nobody, one out rather. So the Braves might do some damage here early on. The Marlins lead the Phillies 1-0 in the fifth, and the Rays up 1-0 on the Yankees in the second. That one on TBS, by the way. Today was the Major League Baseball trade deadline, the biggest move involving three-time Cy Young Award-winning pitcher Justin Verlander, who goes back to the Houston Astros. The Mets traded him today, so he will try to go for another World Series title in Houston. So that was the big move of the day. NFL news coming off of 2 years of the popular family-friendly NFL broadcast on Nickelodeon, the NFL announcing that the Super Bowl will feature an alternate telecast on Nickelodeon, featuring special on-field graphics and guest reporters aimed at children and families. 2 years ago, they first introduced this during the regular season and expanded it to include postseason games last year, and it has proven to be super popular. So that's some cool news there. Health, business, and science news today. Big, bright lunar displays are bookending the month of August, as there are two supermoons. The first was actually this afternoon here at about 1:30 over in Europe, and on that side of the world, they enjoyed it, though. The moon should still look pretty round and generally brighter and bigger because of how close it is to the Earth. And then on the 30th of this month, a full moon will appear as well, and it'll be the closest point to Earth at about 222,043 miles away.
Also, more than half of U.S. adults say that they live paycheck to paycheck. A new report from Lending Club puts that at 61%. It suggested that lower incomes have been hit the hardest by price increase because food and other necessities account for bigger shares of the household budgets. Among consumers earning less than $50,000 annually, roughly three-quarters are living paycheck to paycheck. That was in June.
A paralyzed man in Long Island regained some movement after breakthrough AI surgery. 45-year-old Keith Thomas became a quadriplegic after breaking his neck in a swimming pool accident 3 years ago. Doctors used computer chips to help reconnect his brain to his spinal cord back in March. And since his 15-hour surgery, he can now move his right arm and hand has improved dramatically.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Ford is restarting production of its F-150 Lightning pickups. The automaker says that it reopened its factory that builds the electric trucks just after a six-week break for upgrades. Ford also announced that new orders of the pickups increased sixfold since it cut prices on the new electric vehicle models.
Finally, federal health officials are warning of deadly fungal meningitis outbreak at border medical clinics in Mexico. A Texas mom who died this week after getting plastic surgery is the latest. That's according to the CDC, which has put the death toll now at 10.
Also, actor Angus Cloud, this is in pop culture news, actor Angus Cloud, most known for his role in HBO's Euphoria, died at the age of 25. His family says that he passed away Monday in their home in Oakland, California. However, they didn't give any details on the cause of his death. The family also said that Cloud was struggling with the recent loss of his father, and the only comfort that they have is knowing that the two are reunited.
We talked about this yesterday, thought this might be happening. Police are investigating rapper Cardi B now for battery after she threw a microphone at an audience member who threw a drink on her. That's according to the Las Vegas Police Department. The woman who was allegedly hit reported the incident to police the next day.
And we got a text in saying that she seemed to hit the wrong person.
Yeah.
So, yikes. Also, if you're a fan of Home Improvement and you liked the character Brad Taylor,
You ever seen it?
I mean, I feel like it's one of those ones, like I have memories of it on like Nick at Night.
Yeah.
But I don't really know.
This was in my childhood. I mean, I'm 36, so I'm not much older than Brad. And he'll always be Brad. He's not Zachary Ty Bryan. But, I mean, every day after school at, like, 5 and 5:30, there was always back-to-back episodes. I mean, it was every day. I've seen every episode. I have every episode and every season on my Apple Library. And I watch it to this day. I mean, it's just great. So, yeah, this one hits me harder than most about Brad.
Okay, well, former Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan, who played Brad Taylor on the series, has been arrested in Oregon again. The 41-year-old was arrested on Friday and booked into jail for assault, robbery, and misdemeanor harassment. He's being held without bond. And in 2020, he was arrested for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. He pleaded guilty to the assault.
And also looking at some wacky and weird headlines. So we had a pretty interesting thing go viral regarding the way that we eat our popcorn at the movie theater. Apparently we're doing it all wrong. If you just stick your bucket of popcorn under the butter machine, it's just butter on top and doesn't seep through to the bottom. Well, this guy is going viral for his hack for getting butter to the middle and even the bottom of your container.
When you come to the movie theaters, we all face the same issue. The butter goes on the top. After 8 good bites, it's over. Not true. You take a straw, you stick it on the buttery machine, you stick it in your popcorn, and you distribute it to the bottom of your popcorn.
Now, I mean, this seems pretty elementary, and I'm a little surprised that this has gone as viral as it has, just because I would have thought that this would be something that a lot of people would have done, but you brought up a great point when we were talking about this a couple hours ago, is that there are very few places that make me feel as, antsy,
yeah,
agitated, and just the general feeling that people are agitated at me as I am after I have gotten my theater treats from the register and then am moving on. So usually that for me, it's pretty much the same. I always get a slushie. Mm-hmm. Rarely do I get popcorn. If it is, it's just a small one. Or maybe I get like the caramel popcorn. But very rarely do I get the popcorn. But once I have my treats or once I have my slushie and I go over to the machine, there's always like 5 or 6 people just hanging around. There's just angst and anxiety over, hey, you need to hurry up so I can get to my theater spot. And then I get to the front and then it's somebody behind me and I just feel them right behind me. And then you go over to the popcorn and it's just a zoo of people like grasping at straws.
Yeah.
Filling up their popcorn and there's always like 3 or 4 people waiting around. So I think for most people, maybe it's just a mental thing where they just, they're trying to get away as fast as they can,
yeah,
and they're just sticking it under. But so now you put, you got to get a straw, you got to take it out of the wrapper, then you got to hook it up to the popcorn machine and then do it.
Yeah.
I think that's going to annoy a lot of people.
Yeah. I think maybe I'll try this next time I go to the movies and there's no one else there. Yeah. But when does that happen?
Right.
But really, like I always feel like, or just, you know, just thinking about just going to the movies a couple weeks ago, my hands are full. Like I don't have time to put my drink down, grab the straw. Like I just got to squirt that on and go.
Right.
Even though that is a problem that the butter is only at the top, but it might just be something I have to live with,
yep,
I guess. But also, another wacky and weird story coming out of Pennsylvania. A director of parking enforcement tells Pennsylvania, or a director of parking enforcement in Pennsylvania, was caught stealing from the parking meters. They were using the money as petty cash for food and birthday cakes for office parties, which doesn't sound that bad. Besides, like the stealing part.
What do you mean?
Okay. Besides the stealing part, like it's not like they're like, okay, they were using the money for drugs or for themselves.
I get what
they
you
were
meant.
Using it for, like, kind of like a job related thing. But the thing is, they took more than $4,000.
Yeah.
I messed that up. My bad.
But hey, it wasn't that bad. You know.
Like it's like, okay, if you spend $20, it's still stealing, but it's like, oh, it's $20 for a coworker's birthday cake and office parties. Right. Steal from the rich to give to the poor. Little Robin Hood action.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So good to see you condoning that. let's get a check of the roads and weather now.
Well, the roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace also looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, always feel free to give a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And for weather, we do have sunny skies coming up tomorrow, but we do have a slight chance of rain, just at 20% tomorrow afternoon after 1 p.m., and our high is going to be 97. For tonight, we do have clear skies with a low of 79. Fair skies right now in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie Andes, Radio 92.3.
All right. So another one, a Southern California man is facing charges for allegedly prank calling his local sheriff's office thousands of times. Luke Dumas was arrested after the San Bernardino sheriff said he called the office over 7,000 times in the span of 4 months. Deputies say Dumas's calls would always come from an unknown number and were harassing and annoying.
Yikes. Also, an interesting poll involving social media and relationships. Well, 47% of people in a new survey say that new relationships for them have started with a direct message, a DM on social media. According to dating.com survey, 72% of people say social media has been the cause of conflict in their relationship or in their current or prior relationship. 50% of people admit to fighting with their partner about still having an ex's photo on their page. And 55% of people say that their partner is often distracted by social media on their phone while they're trying to have a conversation with them.
So it sounds like for both of us, the main takeaway from this is that we are among the 55%.
Yep.
That deal with distractions by social by the significant others. For me, I am the one that is distracted by the telephone or by the cell phone when my wife is trying to talk to me. And you are...
at no fault.
At no fault. You never do this. No. But your boyfriend is just playing FIFA and
yep.
other video games while you're trying to talk to him. So
yeah.
It is the man's fault in both instances.
Yep.
So.
Surprise, surprise.
I know.
650.
Go ahead.
Sorry. 650 right now on News Radio 92.3. We're going to get a short break, come back with some TV news and movie news and some good news to end off this Tuesday afternoon.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Secret offers. Guaranteed returns. Over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Will I remember the fight?
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, just shy of 6:55. Going to get our last traffic update for the night. And we're looking great on our roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. If you see anything slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. For weather, we are looking great this week, but it's just going to be really high temperatures coming up tomorrow. We have a high of 97 with sunny skies, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, just at 20%, mostly after 1 p.m. For this evening, we do have mostly clear skies and a low of 79, 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index at 100 degrees. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some TV and movie news here. Two new entries to film franchises are getting release dates. Venom 3 and Bad Boys 4 are both set for summer 2024 releases. Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are back again June 14th of next year, while Tom Hardy will reprise his Eddie Brock Venom role again in theaters on July 12th. By the way, I believe this weekend is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles debuting in theaters, although I don't see it passing either Oppenheimer or Barbie. I think they will go 1-2 in the third straight week.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even realize that there was a Haunted Mansion movie that came out last week just because I feel like we're still on the Barbie Oppenheimer train. So good news to finish off this Tuesday night show. A 17-year-old girl from Iowa named Emily Dickerson was on a road trip, or she was on a trip to Texas with her school choir this month, and she lost her most prized possession. It was a ring that her grandma gave her with some of her dad's ashes in the ring. He passed away when she was just 7. She took it off at the beach because she was worried about it falling off in the water, but then it got thrown out with some trash. She got it back after 3 Corpus Christi city workers spent 3 days sifting through 4 tons of garbage to find the ring.
This reminds me of the time where I lost my retainer. I used to be a serial retainer loser growing up. I think I went through 3 or 4 of them, and on this 4th one, I lost it at a graduation party. I was about 8 years old, and my dad actually called up the people that whose house we were over, asked them if they still had the trash from the night before when we were at the party. They said yes, so we drove over, and we spent the next hour or so looking for the looking through the trash to find the retainer. We were successful. It was still wrapped up in the napkin that I had put it in. And so all was well that ends well there. So pretty cool story there. In Kansas, a farmer took it to the next level to celebrate his 50th wedding anniversary. Lee Wilson's wife, Renee, loves sunflowers, so he planted 1.2 million of them.
You know, what's a guy get his gal on their 50th? And I put a lot of thought into it, and she always liked sunflowers. And I thought, this is the year to plant sunflowers. So we planted her 80 acres of sunflowers.
So that is a pretty cool story there. And he says that they've been an item since high school. So truly a lifelong commitment there, and 1.2 million sunflowers to look at in their farm. I mean, that's pretty cool.
That sounds awesome. And then lastly, in good news, a woman in Houston named Callie Clemens has been climbing through the sewers for the past week. She's been trying to rescue a litter of puppies that fell in. So far, she's rescued at least 2 of them, but a 3rd still might be down there.
I have probably spent 8 hours in a storm strain. Can't sleep knowing that there's puppies in here going to die. I know they're still in there. I just think they're further down.
And kind of a weird connection is Callie is the daughter of the is the daughter-in-law of the former Major League pitcher Roger Clemens.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. A small world there, but so I hope she finds them all.
Me too.
I hope that they have a happy conclusion on that one. But can you imagine climbing through sewers for puppies? I mean, would you do that if you knew they were down there?
The thing is, I like to think I'm a good person, but I wouldn't climb through the sewers. I wouldn't sift through trash for 3 days, and I probably wouldn't plant 1.2 million sunflowers. So.
I know what you would do, though, is that you would trespass at a school.
That is true. For a retainer, it happened. I didn't get caught, though, so... Was it in and out
quick? I wonder what the statute of limitations is for bringing forth charges. Was that here locally or was that back home?
Osceola High School.
All right. Come and
get me. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you're having a fantastic week here with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.